Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, well, thank you. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Come on, Anderson.
What is he laughing at? That guy.
He's laughing at the guy who peed his own pants. The
on a plane.
The actor. What's that guy's name? Jeopardy. And didn't he wet his pants on an airplane?
I think so. Yeah,
like in a drunken episode or something. Yeah.
And he just couldn't stop laughing. He's just
that's my guess. I don't remember exactly, but
that sounds exactly like it. Jetted dipper doo. Anyway, you guys, I don't know if you noticed, but it's Friday. Make sure you catch the live stream of the Secret Show today at 10 o'clock. That happens every weekday on the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show station on Odyssey. And then maybe you missed them all. Maybe you were like, I can't do that. I'm at work. Well, they're all dropping his podcast today. That's right. Boom. Sarah and Vinny
Secret Show. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank did a really cool thing by giving Fremont's Harbor Light Church a grant so they could buy a forklift and move boxes of fresh veggies, fruit, and dairy during their free food distribution. The church and Fremont Bank answered a need in the community during the pandemic. That is Fremont Bank, everyone.
Good people over there at Fremont Bank.
All right, here's what's happening. The weather, I don't see any change in our weather pattern, so should be a nice weekend, you know, whatever you want to call this start, overcast, giving way to beautiful sunshine, blue skies, and temps in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yay.
Yay.
So to begin with, first thing I did this morning after I arrived at my work location, I turned on the TV and started watching the Olympics, the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. So
they're still going on.
It's spectacular looking. It's a little less of an event because there are no people there.
Yeah.
You'd like the native people of the host country to be in the crowd and having the time of their life while this happens. But okay, we know that, you know, COVID has changed all our lives in a number of ways.
It certainly has, and Vincent.
At least we're getting the games, which I'm excited about. I've always loved the Olympics. I think there's a lot of special stuff that happens. Moments, cool moments that live forever at the Olympics.
It's right.
Some are tragic,
like
Nancy Kerrigan getting, you know, clubbed in the knee. I mean, that's tragic. But then there are like the foot races. I love the track and field. I love a lot of the stuff.
So records are set. Records are broken. I mean, it's
swimming is going to be a big deal this year. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. And again, the ceremonies are on now, but they'll be on again this afternoon. I think it starts at 4 or 4:30 or something like that here on the West Coast. And I think, look, normally you'd like that shared experience with the rest of the world, thinking about the idea that everybody everywhere is watching now.
Yep.
And it's neat when you see, you know, the Guatemalan team rolling through and waving, and that's, you go, oh my gosh.
Look at those
from everywhere.
From everywhere.
African countries.
The like, world it's just, meets.
Mm-hmm. It's really neat.
It's actually the spirit of the Olympics is quite amazing.
Yeah, I do. I love it. So one of the things that I mentioned earlier was the women's soccer team is great.
Yeah.
And expected to win. But I mentioned that they had lost, I think it was to Sweden, 3-0. And I wasn't sure if it was part of the Olympics or if it was a warm up or whatever they call that, a friendly year. But they say that the women's soccer game absolutely, this is from a texter in 408. The women's soccer game absolutely counted for their group rounds. Their next game is a must-win situation.
Oh, my.
Oh. And here's another one from 510. The U.S. women's soccer lost their first game in the group play to Sweden. The game did count, but it doesn't disqualify them. So that's
it's
where
not
that's
a
at.
One and done.
They're
kind
really
of thing.
Good, though. So it's they don't lose. It's rare. So that
let's
is.
Let's hope that's the one loss they suffer.
Well, you know, eventually time catches up to teams and they
it
have
is
to
true.
Reboot. But hopefully that's not this year.
Right.
Okay, so as I mentioned the Olympics, I wanted to mention this story because it's one of my favorites. I don't have Tinder. I've seen Tinder before. A friend let me, you know, pick some boys for her, and that was fun. And she's still single, so I guess I did a bad job.
Well, you did pick the guy with the Thrasher t-shirt.
Thrasher t-shirt, yes, the skateboarding guy. I had high hopes.
See, you were picking guys you wanted to date. That's the problem. You got to really think about the person you're doing it for.
Well, no, I was picking guys I like, but for her, not for me.
I see.
Not that I want to date.
She needs a skater boy. She said, "Meet you later, boy."
No offense, guys, but
down to hook up with you.
I'm not down to hook up with guys. Anyway, back to my story. This guy is pretty fun and pretty smart. So he changed. Let me find him. What's his name? I guess it doesn't. Oh, his name's Reed. Reed Kavner. He changed his Tinder location to the Olympic Village. And what he writes here is, when you buy Tinder Plus, you're able to change your location to anywhere in the world.
Oh.
So naturally, TikTok user Reed Kavner changed his location to the Olympic Village in Tokyo to see if he could snag an Olympian.
Oh, so he's not actually there. You're saying
he's here. He's
you can home. Be wherever and you can change your location. Got it. Okay.
He goes on to say that several Olympians appeared to be on the app, so it wasn't a surprise. But the TikTok that he put out immediately went viral, and he says that basically, half of TikTok began changing their locations to the Olympic Village, too. So he goes on to gripe about it. He goes, my TikTok got 2 million views overnight, which is fun. But now the Olympic Village Tinder is flooded with non-Olympians. And how am I supposed to get
laid?
Reed, but, you know, you shared your genius with the world.
Yeah.
And now you've got competition for Olympic love.
Well, what sucks is that for Olympians, there's a bunch of people on there that they can't bang. So they can't break their cardboard beds.
Tinder saw what he'd done. Uh-oh. Tinder, the actual app.
Yes.
So, and they said, "You're not in the Olympics, but you're winning the game." Because they liked his play. They thought, that's smart.
Did. Well, they got some pub out of it, you know.
And Reed went back at them with, "Can you please kick everyone else out who passported to the Olympic Village? They're messing up my plan." Mm-hmm. And he's right. He, again, flooded the Olympic Village with people who aren't there. What's funny is it does appear that Reed is a gay guy, because one of the Olympic athletes from Canada, who's gorgeous, by the way, Catherine Savard, wrote, "Ha, ha, 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 I love..." Or she wrote Giadore. I don't know how you say it. But but he said, it's working. But it doesn't sound like he's interested in Catherine.
I see. He doesn't say right on his profile what he's interested in.
I don't have Tinder. Yeah. I'm working off the article and what they've got there, what they've posted. I could be wrong. Maybe he is gonna end up with this beautiful Canadian lady. But it's funny, and
that is funny.
We'll see. And then someone else wrote.
That's why you don't say, when you figure out a good secret, you don't tell everyone.
Right. These hacks, sometimes hacks are best kept to yourself.
It's true.
One last Olympic note. There are four new sports this year. Karate, sport climbing, surfing, and skateboarding. Baseball and softball are making a return, so they're not considered new. But a new poll asked people, what other sports should be added to the Summer Olympics?
Okay.
And a percentage of people voted for Quidditch.
Of course they did. I would love to play Quidditch. It looks really fun.
If you don't know.
I think I kind of know how to play it, too.
About the Harry Potter books. That's not a real sport. It's a Harry Potter world sport.
You need a flying broom.
You need
broom.
A flying broomstick, among mm-hmm. other things, in order to, and a, not a, what is it, a snitch?
The golden snitch, and then you got your, the bludgers, right?
The bludgers, and then what's the red one called?
Starts with a C.
I don't know.
Oh,
bludgers, snitch, and then we're missing one. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, a fictional sport isn't actually going to make the Olympics, but lacrosse is the number one sport people like to see added.
The bowling. Number one actual sport.
Yeah, American football.
Oh.
Which is never going to happen, but, you know, all right. And dodgeball, roller skating, and water skiing, all on the list of things that people would like to see.
Quaffle.
All right.
Quaffle.
Quaffle! That's not a C. What am I talking about?
Well, it starts with a C sound.
Yeah. Quaffle.
So they start with the quaffle. The golden snitch is released. They start with the quaffle, but then there's these guys hucking these bludgers trying to knock you out of the sky.
Yeah, and then you have your defenders with the clubs
beat back the... The bludgers.
And then you try to get
the quaffle through the thing. Yeah. Right, got it. It's a very complicated game, this Quidditch.
Yes.
They do a great job in the movies, though, of bringing it to life.
Oh, it's really neat.
Yeah. I can't wait to... And the Seekers are the ones who are just... All they're doing is going after the Golden Snitch.
Yeah, because once you get the snitch, then the game's over. And your team automatically won.
Okay, I thought I'll it was never worth get a over amount the of points, and I don't know.
In the movie, there's a guy on the other team, not Harry's team, but in the movie, he's on the other team, and he's got a rack of bad teeth, and he's a villain. So,
I know which one you're talking about.
Is it Crab or Goyle?
I'll never get over it. Like he, you know, when he comes in, he's like makes that mean
and
face,
he goes like that.
Dude, get it. See a dentist ASAP. My gosh.
Well, they're all English, you know.
Here's some nerd news for you. Jeff Bezos, as we know, he went into space on his Blue Origin rocket.
Yeah.
Along with three other passengers. I read this in a couple places. One of the lucky winners was 82-year-old NASA alum Wally Funk, who said she was grateful and liked the trip, but she didn't believe they went high enough. So I guess she didn't know what view that height would bring, but she said that you didn't get to see
the
big
globe.
Blue marble.
Right,
you
right.
didn't get to see Earth.
You could
in
see
its
the
entirety.
Curve of the Earth, right. but you were right. Okay.
So
she wants to go back.
She wishes they could have gone higher for a better view. They did get to experience about 4 minutes of weightlessness, which is weird because as we watched that, when we watched it in real time, it went by so fast. I don't even know that I didn't even know they got to that height fast enough. I don't know. It just seemed like it went so too quick. Anyway, they had 4 minutes of weightlessness. She's grateful, but she said the view is not the one that you want. The view that you want is from the International Space Station, which is way farther up, and that's where you get the big blue marble.
Right.
Or she didn't use that word. I'm using that word from that kid show, right?
Was that a kid show? I believe so. Right. Facts about Earth, that kind of thing, the big blue marble.
Right. Here's a really big science story this week. They say this might be the biggest science story of the week. Some say decades.
Tell me.
AI has now mapped almost every protein in the human body, or what we call building blocks of life. And the company behind it posted all the data online for free. That means scientists all over the world now have access. It's a huge moment in medicine that could help cure a whole bunch of diseases.
Wow.
They say it's already mapped out proteins for things like yeast and E. coli, so it could help do other stuff too, like create better crops to feed more people or develop green enzymes to break down plastic.
Oh, and they say we need those.
They say that's probably still underselling how huge this is. So wow. I'm not capable of understanding it, but maybe your doctor friend can explain it to you.
That is, you know, the thing about discoveries like that is for us, the layman, the everyday man, we can't put our heads around what this can mean to somebody's research or to,
right,
to any number of applications. For us, it's just, oh, that sounds fine. What else is in the news?
Technology.
You know? That sounds great. If I had a research lab, I might care about that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, Cal has a Quidditch team. 650 says, San Jose State has a Quidditch team.
That's funny.
They apparently play this on the ground.
There's a movie with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, and it's based here in Silicon Valley.
The intern,
yeah. And they play a game of Quidditch, and so they show you how it's done on the ground with broomsticks and everything. And
how does the snitch get away from you?
Somebody's dressed up as the snitch, and it's basically tag.
So you got to find him in the stands, like
he'll just run around.
They're just really fast person dressed as a golden snitch. That's hilarious. Of course, that's what college kids are doing.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Britney Spears might need some bad advice.
Sarah and Vinny. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.